But though the steps to achieve a goal are tools that work irrespective of who holds them, there are very different lenses that work for power than work for us, that affects how we hold these tools and could be considered strategic approaches, modes of operation, which for them to mimic would dissolve their own. For power, its strategic approach, its first, last, and always, its sine qua non, what it teaches its children, what it strokes in itself, is control and manipulation, the art of the con. What's interesting in Kissinger's On China, and I wondered as I checked this book out, if this is true for all the Plato's tribe tomes, is that the people, we commoners, don't exist in it. We are literally beneath notice. And that is, I think, as conniness is everything, that is the con. This book is written for broad public consumption and must serve, therefore, largely as propaganda. And his pedagogic voice for youth must also, therefore, be tempered. Most likely, the more direct guidance is so sensitive it has to be left to the military training manuals. And there was an interesting illustration in On China, the book On China, of the Chinese game of strategy called Wei Qi, which he discusses. Anyway, you look at this illustration, and the attribution is from the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. They probably speak plainly there about us. But it also speaks our absence to the potency of Bentham's strategy. We have been successfully hemmed in that web of obligation. So Robert Schaefer's book, Red Ink, is a necessary corrective. Of course, all your strategizing don't mean a thing if you're looking at the world inaccurately. I thought maybe I'd give an example I heard this week. Because we're seeing the militarization of the police, the rise of a police state, does that mean that the police are the enemy? What did Bentham tell us? That number one, if you want to craft an effect, is name your goal and base it in your analysis. Well, I heard a young man say over the airwaves that he doesn't expect anything from the police but repression, because that's who they are, he said. But what if he had said, because like all institutions of a class system, wage work is a set of hierarchical relationships and the wage is used to control behavior. And power has dollars aplenty to pay for any extra division work it thinks it wants or has need of. Why aren't we talking about division work in all its guises, including the guise of F the police left pundits? Why aren't we acknowledging that every one of us under class is crafted to be that, be, represent for, manifest the class system? Why aren't we saying that and exploring how it's done so we can choose another way and live in our myriad ways as one? And on this same show, he played a rant against, quote, U.S. domination, unquote. We need a new discourse. We need a new set of ideas, words, concepts, thoughts. We need an accurate analysis. If the problem you've decided is U.S. domination, you're attacking a tool, a tactic, a manifestation, not the hidden plan that has global ambitions, and you're perpetuating myths, an inaccurate depiction of what exists, which wastes energies and time, and we continue to be just along for the ride, doing nothing to further our side. Now Kissinger, who obviously does see our current horror clearly, if upside down, he devotes a considerable amount of intense adulation trying to tempt us to join him in his admiration of Sun Tzu, the military strategist born 100 years before Plato, who in the February 17th show I suggested we view as from the moral universe of class, and who is said to have written The Art of War. Sun Tzu's art assumes class, assumes manipulation of the people. His art is the art of the con, as was Bentham's logic of the will. As we are the ultimate decider of every contest, as we are everything, control our minds, and power can, quote unquote, win without fighting. While Kissinger claims its principles, the art of war's principles, are universal, they assume hierarchy, and hierarchy by definition, panopticon or no, world economic system or no, cannot see us. In previous shows, we've made these points. Power must stay hidden to exist, and that it hides behind key myths, particularly the notion of impersonal economic forces, i.e. economic development or the market. And we're told economic development drives progress, aka civilization. So economic development is the whip to rein in peoples, states, and presidents when they get too carried away with their populist rhetoric. The world economic system provides the cover to keep power in business, i.e. it transforms abusing us into good business. In On China, Kissinger describes how Clinton's concern about the absence of human rights in China was handled by reminding him of U.S. business interests. So I put to you, how in the world can we challenge them, let alone end them, i.e. end power, if we adopt their worldview as our own, as all left pundits do? They all call abusing us economic development.